Lovely, I'll start that with pleasure. So welcome to everyone on today's Naralo Toronto event on Wednesday the 26th of September. We have Garth Broome, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Gordon Chilcott, Evan Leibovich. We have apologies noted from Eduardo Diaz. From staff we have Matt Ashtiani, Sylvia Vivanco, Heidi Ulrich and myself, Gisela Gruber. We've noted that Glenn McKnight will be joining us shortly. And if I could just remind everyone to state their names for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Garth. Thank you. And sorry, apologies from Darlene Thompson as well. Over to you, Garth.
Thank you very much, Gisela. This is Garth. First, before we start, I just want to ask everybody if you can hear me clearly. I know last week some people had said that they could not.
Right here.
No problems? Okay.
Yes, Gordon, I can hear you quite well.
Great. Thank you. Okay. We will jump right into the quick review of the agenda before we start the agenda. We're going to be discussing, of course, the Toronto activities, including the outreach event, the details of that event, which have been accumulating quickly. We'll be discussing the capacity building meetings, which have also been we've been sorting out and adding topics, and Heidi is helping with the scheduling of that and whatnot. And we'll be discussing the tabletop display. Hopefully Glenn will be with us a little bit later so he can add some input to that. And then we have some items just to clarify on the promotional items. I think most of it has been resolved. And then in planning and logistics, there are just a few clarifications and some late additions to the travel items and some things that we may need to discuss. And then, of course, any remaining action items, and anyone should feel free to jump in and suggest something that needs to be discussed. Okay. In terms of starting with number three, discussion of Naralo Toronto event activities for the anniversary outreach event in the Regatta Room. I had put in there Regatta Room and time, and I think when I put that insert in there, I didn't have the time handy on my brain. Am I correct that it's starting at 1900 local time?
Correct.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to jump ahead and put in our website in the chat that has the time.
Fantastic.
And again, it's on the main at-large meeting site, and you'll see later on that it's all on the main promotional items as well.
Fantastic. Thank you, Heidi. Everybody should also be in receipt of the link to the actual posted ICANN meeting schedule that went active this week, and everybody should have that. If not, please speak up. I see that the Naralo anniversary webpage has been posted with details of the event, photographs of the various speakers. I see Fadi, Sebastian, Olivier, Patrick, Philip, and David Fowler. I know that we are in the process of collecting biographies and details of what they're going to be talking about. I think that one of those came through today. Heidi, do you need a photograph of me as well to add to that?
Yeah, that would be useful. This is Heidi. Yeah, that would be useful.
Okay. I will send
it in a short bio. In a short bio as well, please.
Okay, absolutely. Also, I want to make sure we have a mailing list now. I want to make sure that everybody gets a link to this so they can see the names and faces of these folks, and I want to make a point to our membership to, if they can, personally thank them for their sponsorship and for speaking to the group. And if not, you know, if they're too busy at the actual event itself, if you see them in the hallway during the week, you know, please, just introduce yourself and say thank you for sponsoring the event. And I believe we had a clarification on the affiliates amount. I think it was finally clarified to $2,500. Is that correct?
This is Heidi. Yes, Debbie Ray confirmed that today.
Okay. Fantastic. Multimedia for the outreach event. This is something that Glenn was working on, we were discussing, so I will come back to that if he comes on the call. Under that item, we have Olivier needs a list of people who are going to be receiving certificates. Olivier, do you have that list?
Negative.
Actually, this is Heidi.
Heidi, please.
Yes, that was going to be a main question for me today, is that when I was considering how to go about doing that, I realized that I don't recall us discussing the qualifications of the certificates. For, you know, we had discussed whether they would be the RALO leaders at the time or those that had been around for some time. So I think that I'd like to just have some clarification on those requirements.
This is Olivier. Is the question aimed at me or is it at the whole group?
This is Heidi, the whole group.
Okay, thank you.
So, does anybody know what the qualifications were? Is this something that we discussed? I do not recall.
Matt or Sylvia, do you recall that? This is Heidi again. Maybe we could take a look back at previous meetings just to see if we've discussed that. It may have been the meeting the week of the 4th. Go ahead, Matt.
Yes, for the record, I don't recall having a conversation about it, but in the past it was attendees for the
I can hear Matt. Matt, can you speak up?
I said I don't recall having a conversation about the qualifications, but in the past it was just the attendees in the capacity building sessions.
Only the... no, sorry, Matt. This is Heidi. Just to clarify, there are two types of certificates here again. The first one would be the ones that you've just discussed. Those are the ones that are going to be given to all the NARALA participants of the capacity building sessions. Those are easy to do. We'll just take a list of all the NARALA members. And we've set aside some time on the Thursday capacity building session. I think the agenda item is chairs activity or something like that. And that's when Garth is going to be handing those out. And then the second certificate will be those that Olivier is going to be announcing and giving out during the outreach event on Monday evening. And those are going to be the achievement awards for the RALO leaders. But again, who are those people? Are we going to give them out to perhaps all of the RALO, past RALO chairs? That would be one possibility. So it could be just simply RALO leaders, current and past. I'm not sure.
It's Olivier here, and I'm sorry, I'm not on the Adobe, so could I be in line, please?
Please, go ahead, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Garth, Olivier, for the transcript. If I could just suggest, we are celebrating the five-year anniversary of the creation of the RALOs. I think that it is important to, recognize those people who had the vision to start a RALO, and there are still many of them among us today, I think it would be an excellent time, the five-year anniversary, for them to receive a certificate that they were founder members of that RALO. And I know that there are a number of them now. I don't know who they are, but I expect that staff would have all of these records and be able to tell us about that. I think that's one thing, and I don't know how many there are either. The other thing is my founder members, I guess, you can also have something for each one of the RALO leaders that have been in place since the RALOs were created. So that builds an even larger number. But obviously, if we end up with 50 people, that's probably too many. If we end up with 5, that's probably too little. So I resort to staff to let me know what the numbers are. And this is just a starting point for the discussion, by the way. So feel free to... think of other people as well. Thank you.
This is Garth. First, I think we need to make sure that staff makes a note that this is, in fact, two lists that we're discussing. One is, of course, all the capacity building folks that I'll be handing out, and then one for Olivier, which is, I believe we did discuss this previously, that it would be the, you know, survivors from the original founding who are still in attendance and are still officers, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't think that we'll have 50 people on that list, especially 50 people who are actually attending the meeting. So it shouldn't be too much.
It's Olivier here. Yes, Garth. The RALO attendance, the RALO capacity building certificate would not be given then anyway. I believe that these would be given during the ALAC closing session, either on Thursday afternoon or on Friday morning, and I don't know what time has been allocated for that. The certificates we're speaking about right now are the ones that would be given out on the Monday session in the evening.
Heidi, you need to jump in on this?
Yes, thank you, Garth. Yes, as Olivier mentioned, there are two types. So the first one would be the RALO Achievement Awards, and those are for what Olivier described as the founding leaders, as well as those that are still in existence, or those currently holding the positions or have held the positions in the past. And again, Evan, just to clarify, it's all RALOs. It's not just the NORALO leadership. And then the second list would be those who have completed successfully the capacity building sessions. And those, again, would be handed out on the fourth and final capacity building session on Thursday morning by Garth.
Okay, this is Garth. We just need to make a note of that. I actually wasn't aware that there would be the second list and a second venue. So just make sure we note that. Thank you. Okay, moving on. The next line is something that can be deleted. I'm perfectly comfortable adding content. I don't want to delete something that the staff has put in. So, I mean, if you could delete that, just, you know, so everybody is clear on who's deleting. We don't have a bunch of people going and deleting. That would be great. Okay. Then for the actual NORALO capacity building sessions, we're still working on the details of that. It is coming along. And as we discussed last week, we're not going to be covering every single one of these topics in detail. We're going to be, you know, covering a few of them in depth and focusing more on the broad issue of how to get outreach and get people involved and to keep people engaged. So then as far as the actual agendas go, I have put in a number of new items that are just for discussion, not only now, but also in our regional call and also during the meeting itself. And suggestions and ideas are certainly welcome. I mean, some of the issues that I've run into while becoming chair that I want to make a note of are reorganizing the data, reorganizing communications calls, plain speak for newcomers, you know, a top-down review for newcomers, simpler application process, which I'll go into in a little detail later, and travel funding, which I also have some questions about. Another item just for discussion and for something for people to think about would be, you know, what types of new members should we be targeting for recruitment? And I noticed that Heidi has her hand up. Is that from the last discussion, or do you have something else? Nope. Okay. All right. So certainly anybody can, you know, we can jump on this in discussion if people want to. Also, I'll just keep moving through the agenda. I've put in a note there, simple and meaningful terms that cross over into English, Spanish, and French. And this is just my own observation, is that I know that there are words in English, Spanish, and French that mean the same thing. And perhaps this is something that we can develop a small group on to pick out some words, you know, to put in bold in certain documents or on certain web pages, just to catch people's attention so they actually don't have to go, you know, on first glance to a translation. And I think that this is very important if we can develop, you know, almost like a NORALO Esperanto that, you know, is a little bit more welcoming to people who don't speak English as their first language. I think that this could be a useful tool. Specifically also, want to make sure we reach out to Bermuda. Naralo includes Bermuda, and we don't have any members from Bermuda. And I have a few ideas and a few potential contacts. I've actually been to Bermuda a few times myself. It's a very quick flight from where I live, and many people from Boston travel to Bermuda for vacation. But if anybody else has any specific connections or ideas that they want to put out there for reaching out to the communities in Bermuda, that's certainly welcome. And then in general, we want to expand, you know, within the United States and within Canada, and discuss strategies, you know, for bringing more people in from our core areas of membership. But I wanted to put the Bermuda recruitment above that because we do not have any members from Bermuda. The next item I've put down is speeding up and simplifying the ALS membership in terms of the application. Now, just before this call, I went through the clicks to get to the application. Now, if somebody is starting at Naralo.org, which is where we're going to be directing to, there's one link there that says, how do I get involved? It brings them to another page within the at-large ICANN org site. They have to look there for a link to the online application, brings them to a new page, and then they have to find the heading to open up the application to their particular, you know, document in their local language. That's way too many clicks. That's way too much navigation. If we're going to be directing people to Naralo.org, we need to have a very clear and plain location there for people to access the application. And I had put a note in further down just as an idea. We might want to take the button that we're either going to be wearing or the buttons that we're going to be handing out, use that as the icon, put that on the Naralo site so people will identify the symbol, click on it, and then go directly to an application. Now, in terms of the application itself, I do want to discuss this over the meeting in Toronto, ways of simplifying the application and streamlining it, because as everybody knows, right now it's a Word document, and I think we need to move beyond that. It needs to be an online document. Many of the questions are just tick off yes or no, and it's unnecessarily long in its particular format right now, and it's just a little cumbersome. Glenn and I have been discussing offline the idea of using an interest form at the meeting itself, and then maybe actual Naralo members can follow up with specific applicants and coach them through the application. I also want to analyze the actual application process itself to figure out if there are ways that we can do it without sacrificing the critical due diligence and voting that takes place within ALAC to approve an application. I just want to make it easier for the applicants. Now, one idea that I have put down there is a probationary membership. And this is something I want to hear people's feedback on, even today if possible, and definitely later. Just the idea that somebody can apply and start participating at least in conference calls. You know, I know that they can join the mailing list without being a member, but just so that we can start engaging them immediately and not make them wait for a very long time to start getting them engaged. Because people, you know, unless they're very, very serious about it, they can submit an application, forget about it, lose interest, or if it takes so long, they might even get annoyed and not want to be a part of it when they finally get approved. So this is an idea that I want to put out there. And this is something that we might have to discuss on a higher level within ALAC and with the other RALOs, but I think it's a good idea. At the end of this, I've also put in that there are two potential ALS applicants that I'm going to be bringing to the meeting. One is from the United States, and the other one is actually from the Toronto area. And I would like to use them, you know, with full disclosure that they be guinea pigs for the current process, and that we kind of use them to help us troubleshoot the current process, figure out ways that we can make it easier, and then go from there, in addition to getting them on board as Naralo members. And in terms of media, streamlining the web interface, I want to put out the idea, and this is something that we're going to probably have to discuss at the next Neuralo call, getting a Facebook and Twitter account. And obviously I want to wait till Darlene is back to discuss this in full. I mean, I just want to put out there for, you know, to people to raise their hands, how do you feel about having a Twitter account or a Facebook account? And just if people could just put their, either their don't agree or agree mark within the chat, and I know Olivier is not in the chat. Oh, he is in the chat now. Okay. Gordon likes it. Okay. Well, that's at least a couple of people who like it. All right, and nobody is strongly against the idea. OTOH, is Guam part of Neuralo? From Evan, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I believe that Guam is part of the United States. It's a territory, so it would be similar to Puerto Rico in this effect. Olivia, you had your hand up first. Please, Olivia.
Thank you, Garth. It's Olivier for the transcript. Just to say, and I've just forgotten what I had to say. Darn, this is not good.
Olivier, is it on the ALS application process, perhaps?
No. It was with regards to Guam. Guam is a territory of the United States, so I think they would be under the U.S. And there are several other territories which are like that, pretty much like the Martinique, for example, is considered as being part of Europe because of that. But there is also, I was just trying to think, there are a number of other islands that are next to Guam that are actually considered part of Apurelo. It's a bit of a questionable thing.
Okay. Actually, if I can
answer,
it's not questionable. It's actually been defined by fact. The link that I gave above was actually a result of an ICANN meeting where they explicitly said what the policy was, and part of the reason why I mentioned Guam is to also address the fact that Bermuda, as a territory and not an independent country, is still part of Euralo as far as ICANN's nomenclature, and that is confirmed in the list of countries provided in the link that I put into the Adobe chat.
Okay, Evan, this is Garth. That's interesting and shocking news. I mean, I knew that Bermuda was one of the commonwealths. I had always seen it listed as under Neuralo. So I think that this is something we're definitely going to need clarification on.
Okay.
Is this something that staff can handle, or
if I can be so bold, I don't know. There is a geographic review underway. Under the current scheme, it is a very well understood policy that territories that are not independent countries go under the region of their host country. That is how Guam is immediately part of Neuralo. That is how St. Pierre and Miquelon are part of Euralo. That is how Bermuda is part of Euralo. It's how French Guiana is part of Euralo, though Guyana, as an independent country, is part of LAC. It's fairly specific and fairly explicit.
No, Garth, this is Garth. That is fascinating. Okay. Because I believe that I had seen a different ICANN pages that Bermuda was considered part of Neuralo. We're going to have to find those and get some kind of clarification. Okay.
The link I gave is a fairly definitive list, and it does show every country it explicitly, which includes Barbados shown in Neuralo and Guam shown in Neuralo. It's got for each country with a two-letter code. It shows where physically it exists and what ICANN region it's assigned to. Another example, Netherlands Antilles, located in Latin America, Caribbean, part of Euralo.
Okay. This is Garth again. All right, we will table the discussion. I'll put that aside, the idea of recruiting from Bermuda. I'm glad that somebody thought about this when they actually read it. Okay. Great.
Now, if we want to recruit from Guam, that's a fascinating idea unto itself.
Okay. All right, maybe I will switch out Bermuda with Guam. Okay. All right, moving along. All right, nobody was vehemently against the idea of a Twitter or Facebook account for Neuralo. In terms of the outreach capacity building, there are a number of hot topic discussions that we can probably include. Among them, there's the Future Challenges Working Group, R3, that Evan is quite familiar with, and then the Registrant Rights and Responsibilities with Holly chairing that. Obviously, our compliance issues, and many of these are still sort of pending and in limbo, waiting for some specific responses to specific questions. Evan, you still have your hand up. Please go ahead. No? Okay, Olivier, please.
Thank you, Garth. It's Olivier for the transcript. I was just going to comment on the Twitter or Facebook account with Neuralo. Really encouraged, actually, that the Railos would have their Twitter and Facebook accounts. But I also would remind everyone to please also take part in the ALACA working group that deals specifically with this as well, because we also need to have a really reliable Facebook and Twitter account and so on. And there's work to be done to expand on the use of this. Of these technologies. So it's a two-way thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Garth again. Olivier, what is the name of that working group?
Thank you, Garth. I think it was, it's the one that Dev runs, isn't it?
The At-Large Technology Task Force?
Technology Task Force, yes. I think that they look at this. There's also... Matt, you're going to have to help me on this. Is it the outreach working group that might be looking at that as well? I can't remember. One of them was dealing specifically with these matters. I think the Technology Task Force is
yes, this is Heidi, yes.
That.
Yeah, I can confirm. It's only the Technology Task Force that's looking at that. Yeah, actually, the outreach working group hasn't had a call for membership yet, so I'm not sure... if that's going to be in there, working with Deb's team.
I think it's Olivier here for the transcript. I think that they will be working together because there was already some work done with Scott Finzen when he was in place. And so we just have to find an actual organizational home for this work. And I guess that because it spans both technology and outreach, it's one of these things that will probably have to be on both. But back to you, Garth. Thank you.
No, that's fine, Olivia. Thank you. I will reach out to Dev, and I definitely would, you know, enjoy talking to him about how to do this best. I was going to put it towards the next Neuralo call to actually discuss, you know, what term to use to create a Twitter name, you know, whether it be ICANN, Neuralo ICANN, et cetera, et cetera. But first, I want to recognize Gordon, who has had his hand up. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Garth. I'm a member of that task force. But one of the major projects on the task force now is basically a generalized strategy for social media and its implementation and things like information flow through and that sort of thing. So that business is ongoing in the task force.
Thank you, Gordon. I would definitely be interested in hearing more about the task force and the details of that. So, I mean, if you have anything you can send me or whatnot, that would be great. Okay. Also, within this discussion, the Secretariat's meeting, which I'm going to try and include a lot of subjects about dispute resolution and outreach and streamlining these processes within that meeting that I will be chairing. Also, the new GTLD working group and that process, which is being run by Dev. And then also the issue of the consumer brochures, which is brought up by Renala, I believe. And I think that Olivier has had his hand in. So if Olivier has anything you can add to that, you just put up your hand if you want to jump into the conversation on that. we want to reinforce that we are using yellow to identify ourselves along with the pins, and that we think we decided last week on the call that only the Naralo members and people who have been helping with the organization of this are going to be wearing the yellow. I mean, if somebody from another Raylo wants to help out and wear yellow, that's fine, but I don't think we were going to specifically request that they wear yellow. And if anybody thinks that I'm wrong about this, please say so. Okay. As I just noted, that some of the above questions are policy calls that should go for the monthly Raylo call on October 8th. I just want to make sure that we have this call. I know that before previous meetings, the closest monthly call was postponed or canceled, and I don't think that we should do this. I think we should have a call, even if it's just a few of us, especially because Darlene will be back and she needs to catch up with the details. The rest of it, we will be scheduling. Okay. Yeah. All right. We know about that. Developing a communication strategy. This is definitely something we've been talking about. There are more specifics in terms of the outreach and capacity building daily events, and hopefully we can have that solidified soon. I know Heidi has been sending out a number of proposed schedules, and I'm still reviewing those. There was a question from Glenn. Glenn thought, for some reason, that there was a capacity building session on Sunday, and I thought maybe he was confusing this with the newcomers session. And I want to ask staff, is there a capacity building session on Sunday? I thought it was starting on Monday.
Hi, this is Heidi. Correct.
Yeah.
There is no capacity building for Naralo on Sunday per se, except they are, of course, welcome to go to that newcomers track on Sunday. That's a whole series of meetings being held in one room starting, I believe, at 10:30 on Monday.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. This is Garth again. And onto the tabletop, I was going to ask Glenn for a list of items that were going to be displayed with links if possible. We can wait if and when he comes on the call to address that. The ICANN information booth, we're also working on the slideshow for that. Now, I have outlined a very rough storyboard for the slideshow, and we're going to be using some old images, some new images, and new ideas. And I've broken it down into four different steps. Number one is what we are. Number two is what do we do and what have we done in terms of successes and the areas that we focus on. And then specifically who we are. And this would be, images of the members doing various things and whatnot, and a focus on the yellow and the pin so people know who to look for to talk to. And then finally, the joining specifics, which is sort of also part of streamlining the application process and simplifying it for potential new members. And what I've done is I've broken this down into four parts for people to coordinate, and then we'll kind of merge them together. I will take on the last item, since I'm already kind of working on that, and I was hoping to solicit some volunteers in addition to Glenn, and maybe assign a section to Gordon. Gordon, can I count on you to maybe work on one of these sections?
But if I could find the sections, this is Gordon.
Okay. No, I will talk to Glenn, and, we'll make sure that we have that for you. We just want somebody to take on a little bit of the load and work on it. I also had put Eduardo in there as a potential person, too. Unfortunately, he's not on the call, but I will reach out to him myself to discuss it. Okay. If there are no objections, we'll move on to item three, the update on the promotional items. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think we still have two number threes on the agenda. Maybe we can just correct that at some point. All right, the banner, the reprinted banner, question to staff, is the reprinted banner completed?
Hi, this is Heidi. It should be today. I'm following up with Lynn on that today.
Much appreciated. We have the invitation postcards, and there is a link to the postcard if anyone wants to review it. We also have the meeting guide text. There is a draft meeting guide text linked, which is also linked. And the brochures, And we have an update. I believe last week it was confirmed that they were reprinting or they had located the other missing brochures, and they'll be bringing them. Okay, so that's good. All right. If there are no objections, we'll move on to the planning and logistics. Now, before I go into some specific questions, I want to give staff an opportunity to present any kind of new information that they might have.
Matt, go ahead.
Hi, everyone. This is Matt. We have our final numbers as of right now, and there's still about $5,600 in the pot to be used.
Okay. All right. This is Garth. We've had a few updates since then. The first one, I believe that I had sent a request to staff to talk to Dr. Robert Bruin, who is my project partner, about travel sponsorship. The second one is we had a name early on that I missed, the Dana Perry, who I believe is supposed to be contacted. I don't know if they ever were contacted. It was somebody that was forwarded to me by Darlene, and I had asked Darlene about this. I hadn't heard back. Also today, I had spoken to ISOC Colorado, and they were going to be providing a name, and I guess I need to ask staff if they've actually received that name yet.
Hi, this is Heidi. No, we have not, but we are awaiting it from them today, and I've also informed them that that representative from Colorado, ISOC, needs to have their flight completed by booked by Friday.
Okay. Does anyone else from staff on the call aware of the other two people, Dr. Robert Bruin and Dana Perry, if they were ever contacted?
Matt?
Hi, this is Matt. No, I'm not sure if they were contacted.
Okay. All right. I had a question from Randy Glass, specifically about the per diem that I was going to relay to staff. He wanted to know when he should expect a deposit in his account.
This is Matt. I can't give you specifics because this depends on what Joseph has worked out with finance. We usually try to aim for a month in advance, but you can pretty much expect it within 2 weeks of the start of the day of the conference. So I'll send an email to Joseph to see if he can give me an exact figure or an exact date. And once I hear back, I'll let the group know.
Okay. Thank you. This is Garth. For the next item, I believe that there is a mailing list email created, and it's neuralo-toronto-request@icann.org. In terms of updating the ALS list, I went through a number of lists I got from different people in the past week, and I just found some inconsistencies. One of them was that Emerging Futures / Dharma Daily was not on the website and not in any of the spreadsheets that I had, and I was wondering if anybody knew why that was the case. Mostly staff.
Hi, this is Matt. I can answer that. She wasn't on the spreadsheet for whatever reason until Darlene sent me the updated contacts of each ALS. So perhaps she was left off in the original version, but she's on there now.
Okay, thank you. Much appreciated. I had a question, and this may also be a policy question for the Neuralo call later. How do people feel about listing the unaffiliated members as a single ALS on the website? Because we have five or six members who are unaffiliated, and you know, I think that listing them as a single entity might be useful. Go ahead, Evan, please.
Thanks, Garth. I think I would leave it to the individual members to say whether or not they want to be stated. Technically, they have essentially the same status as members of an ALS, and we don't typically put the members of the ALSs. So because this is an unusual situation, as an individual member, I think I would leave it to each of them separately at the time to indicate whether or not they wanted to be publicly listed as such or keep their privacy. We haven't really defined things that clearly. I think that kind of thing is probably beyond this call and ought to be discussed on a proper Neuralo call. Alan would be far better at the nuances and rules of procedure and that kind of thing. But I don't think we've actually ever dealt with that.
Thank you, Evan. This is Garth again. Just to clarify my question, what I mean is just, is listing unaffiliated ALS members as an ALS, that being the title, not their actual names, but just in the list of ALSs for Neuralo, having one of the items say unaffiliated ALS members.
Garth, this is Heidi.
Please, Heidi.
Yes, I think we need to look into this. I know this issue had been discussed in the past with legal, again, because the ALAC is the only group that can certify an ALS or can establish an ALS in any form. So I know this was discussed about 2 years ago, so I would just need to go back and look at that. If I could do that, please.
Okay. Thank you very much. I mean, this is just another way of potentially performing some outreach and getting new members. Having an actual ALS called unaffiliated at-large members may help people decide whether or not to become, you know, an at-large member and submit an application as an unaffiliated member to actually have unaffiliated members as an ALS. So that was my thinking in this area, and to actually broadcast that within our RALO might make it a little bit, you know, more helpful to people to make that decision. And Evan, you still have your hand up. I will recognize you if you have anything else to say.
And actually, this time I didn't have it up accidentally. Essentially, the whole issue of individual ALSs is something that needs to be dealt with, and I think is being dealt with. As Heidi said, there's no official recognition of individual members since they have not been formally accepted by ALAC. I don't know if having individual members officially accepted by ALAC is even necessarily a good idea, but the definition has to come out. As of right now, there isn't even a formal application process. Essentially, somebody subscribes to the mailing list, participates in our discussions, and effectively gets an ability to express their views to the person that cast the vote on behalf of individual members. So right now that's been dealt with very informally. I don't think there's actually even a formal method for somebody to say, I wish to be an individual member. Even getting an official role of individual members previous to the last election was not necessarily as neat and tidy as it could have been. So this is a much larger issue, I think, that can and has been dealt with, or is being dealt with, through a conventional channel. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Evan. This is Garth. I mean, that's very interesting. I wasn't aware of all the details. I mean, you had just said that the unaffiliated members were not recognized by ALAC. Isn't Alan an unaffiliated member who's actually on ALAC?
He's recognized by Neuralo under the Neuralo rules of procedure as representing individual members. What an individual member is has never totally been fleshed out.
Okay. Okay.
And Garth, if I could add just
please.
One point on that, this is Heidi. Alan is going to be an incoming person on the ALAC selected by the NOMCOM. So that's a little bit different than being selected by Neuralo.
I think we're talking about something separate here, Heidi. Specifically, Alan's current designation as the spokesperson and vote caster on behalf of individual members in Neuralo votes.
Yeah,
so I believe it was Alan that cast the vote on behalf of individual members for the recent Neuralo elections that took place.
Yeah, correct.
So that is different from his position on ALAC and
yeah,
separate
I
from
following-
it.
Yeah, this is Heidi. I was just following up on Garth's question about isn't Alan on the ALAS. That's why I was just following up on that. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll be happy to ask this question of Alan myself. I mean, I just think that in terms of recruitment and presence and engaging people, it may be useful just to at least list unaffiliated as a an option for an ALS, but that's obviously something that needs to go into a more detailed discussion. Finally, reaching out to Consumer Reports. I mean, this was, I guess, this is an empty ALS. It's listed. There's no contact or personal information, but we may be able to find somebody at Consumer Reports who can then, you know, take this up and fill the slot. And I'll contact them directly, but if anybody else has any direct contacts or suggestions, you're certainly welcome to help me out on that. Okay, I believe Glenn says he is trying to get on the call, so we'll just kind of hang out for a minute until... Evan, you have your hand up again, please.
Yeah, I mean, although this may be difficult, if you've still got contact, I'm quite sure Bo would know other people within Consumers Union who might be at least people reasonable to contact, even though they may not have this under their specific portfolio.
Right. This is Garth. That's definitely a good suggestion. Okay. Now, before we get to Glenn on the call, I want to open the floor up to anybody who has any particular concerns. Let me ask, Heidi, is the affiliate's chairman, is he in Germany?
This is Heidi. I don't know. I would need to check on that.
Okay. Okay. I had sent a direct connection to Patrick Ryan at Google. I hadn't heard back from him, and now that I have more information about some of the other folks, I will also get back to discuss talking to them. Olivia, you have your hand up, please.
Thank you, Garth, Olivia, for the transcript. I can confirm that the chairman is Philipp Grabensee, and he is indeed based in Germany. I can also confirm that Sandra Hofferichter knows him pretty well. Philipp came to the European Summer School on Internet Governance to provide a very interesting bit of discussions, and I think that he actually might have run one of the sessions, I don't know. But you might wish to need to get hold of him to ask Sandra as well. Thank you.
Great. That would be fantastic. I'm sorry, I skipped over one item previously. This is Garth, and it was underneath the planning and logistics. And the question has come up, if we have extra funds left over for the travel budget, can these be repurposed for another ALS activity? Specifically, the question came up about sending a Neuralo representative or an at-large representative to a different conference to engage potential new members. And Evan has his hand up. Please go ahead, Evan.
Hi. Thanks, Garth. And if you're referring to the topic that I'd been bringing up about possibly having somebody go to CES, Heidi, you've probably got some history with this. You've been involved in the budget requests that we've been making together with Uralo and others to try and have an outreach event at consumer trade shows, including CES in Vegas, CeBIT in Hanover, Germany, and Computex in Taipei. For many years, we have been putting this forward. ALAC has approved it, and for many years, we have been denied without explanation. And so the theory or the question goes, if there is excess revenue at the end of this, would Neuralo be able to do this? Unless I'm misreading you, Glenn, but that's what I think you're asking about, is this kind of outreach activity that Neuralo deems useful. There's also been talk about Neuralo participation in NGO conferences within North America, and some of those have been identified as well.
Okay, this is Garth. I'm going to give Heidi a chance to respond because the question was to her.
Yeah, this is Heidi. Evan, I understand that this has been an ongoing request. I would need to look into this, but again, my initial response would be I doubt it because, again, this money, this request was only for the Neuralo capacity building session. I can look into it today.
Does that mean to say that if there's money left over, that it just goes into ICANN general revenues? I mean, if we have collected more than we spend, who gets to designate what happens to the rest? It's a pretty fundamental.
Yeah, I would, again, reread the request that Darlene submitted, and basically she was asking for a lump sum to bring people to Toronto for a capacity building session. So if those monies were not used, then, you know, I would say that it goes back into, you know, the ICANN budget. I would look into that. I will look into that, though.
Okay, this is Garth. Glenn has his hand up. Please go ahead, Glenn.
Hi, everybody. I'm Glenn for the record. I'm sorry I was late. A couple of things. One, I think the funds, in my opinion, should be allocated to events that are North American and in location. As Evan pointed out, a number of very valid locations. And there's, as he also said, there is people like Democracy Now!, Democracy Watch, a lot of these organizations who are very interested in the same concepts that we have are not aware of what we're doing. And I thought one of the reasons this fund was allocated in the first place is to not only to build our skill set, but also to reach out and expand our number of ALSs, except for our tabletop, which hopefully we'll run into some people at coffee time. We haven't done really anything to reach out and reach new peoples at conferences or other events. So I personally think it'd be good if we can think of this monies for legitimate outreach initiatives. And again, it's not a lot. It looks like it's, what, $5,600 maybe? Not a lot of money, but I think if we have a strategic plan for increasing our number of ALSs beyond this Toronto event, I think I'd like to see the money wisely spent that way. That's it.
This is Garth again. I know, and Glenn had also pointed out something to me recently that I hadn't thought of, is that there won't be another North American meeting until 2014, I believe. So I think that, you know, if we can figure out a good way to use these funds that's possible, we should consider doing it. And I see Evan still has his hand up, so I'll go to Evan.
Sorry, Glenn, just as a matter of history, the two conferences that have been repeatedly mentioned as perhaps the first best targets for Norella to have participation, one is CES, if we want to reach tech-savvy consumers, if we just want to literally reach people at large. If we want to do an outreach to North American NGOs, there's a conference called N10 that is probably the continent's best-known conference for technology for NGO technologists to attend. So those are the two. I've mentioned them in the chat. So those traditionally have been the two that have been mentioned first in terms of outreach if we had the funds to it.
Yeah, Alan Gunn, I think, runs the N10 out of San Francisco. Yeah, and there's a slew of people. They have an annual conference. It's an excellent suggestion.
Okay, this is Garth. I guess we're going to be... Well, this is an action item for Heidi to follow up on to see what the process is and what the situation is, and I suppose that she will get back to us. Okay, to circle back, and Evan still has his hand up, but I don't know if this is from the previous discussion. No? Okay. All right, now that Glenn is on the call very quickly because we are running out of time. Glenn, I had gone through splitting up the slideshow into four sections and having a person cover it, and I said that I would be taking section number four,
okay,
which is about the application streamlining, how to join. Was there a particular section you weren't interested in?
No, just give me a section and I'll refine it.
Okay. Since you are collecting, you know, photographs and other documents, perhaps you can focus on number three, which is who we are.
Okay, got it.
And maybe then, Gordon, if you could focus on number two, what we have done and what we do. And then I'll talk to Eduardo about handling number one, who we are, and then we'll, and then the four of us will discuss a way to merge all this information. And this hopefully will make things a little bit more manageable. And I'll send out specific, you know, instructions and connect with all of you on that. In terms of what we had for Glenn for discussion, I just put in a request on the meeting topics to provide some more detail about the items that are going to be on the outreach ICANN Village table. Now, weren't there some promotional items or regional foods that were going to be there? Glenn?
Regional foods?
I seem to remember discussions about wine and Canadian whiskey and cheese and things like that.
Yeah, I there's a ton of excellent both wines, cheeses, and domestic distilled. In fact, the Skull vodka is actually a Dan Aykroyd vodka. That's quite popular. But I don't know. It's all what Weston actually has. I haven't been taking care of working with the caterers. But we can definitely pass that.
Okay.
Garth, this is Heidi. Are you talking about the Norello outreach event, or are you talking about the actual outreach activities at the information booth? This is Garth. I guess maybe I'm just confusing
the two. I thought one was going to be extended onto the other, and we were going to move those particular items from the outreach anniversary event to the table. Am I wrong?
Well, I don't think that any... I don't think there'll be any leftover drinks or food.
No, I don't think so either. Going home with me.
And secondly, you're absolutely welcome to take any promotional items that you have left over, or if you'd like to bring any national, T-shirts from your ALSs, et cetera, you can definitely bring those over to the information booth. If I could just mention one update on the information booth. There's going to be this informational platform announced by Fadi on Monday. And as part of this rollout, they're going to be the group that's doing this, developing this information platform, is going to be sharing the information booth with Norello. So we talked about it internally. I think it's going to be a good blending of activities, and those people who are actually from Norello at the information booth will be able to speak to the consultants in depth and find out more about that. So I think it's going to be a win-win situation.
Okay. Thank you very much, Heidi. That's very interesting. All right. Now that we are 3 minutes over the hour, very quickly, I just want to say that personally I'm going to be reaching out to all of the RALO members to have a very, very brief interview with each one of you. I know some of you know me and some of you don't. I want to make sure that I just, I get to ask a few questions and introduce myself. And I'm also going to be doing the same thing with the secretaries at the secretariat meeting. And you should all be receiving, individual emails from me at some point. And then if staff could possibly schedule a meeting at the same time next week to continue the Toronto planning, that would be great. That would be you, Gisela.
African regional call prior to this one, so we'd be available 1 hour later. Is everyone else going to be available for that?
I will be.
What's the date on that again?
The 3rd of October, Wednesday the 3rd. It would be 20:00 UTC, so just an hour later than today.
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay.
Right. I'll send an email out now.
Thank you very much, Gisela. And I just realized that this is today is Yom Kippur, and I'm sorry
yes.
for making any of you who were celebrating suffer through this phone call. But we will see you all next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, bye. Everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.